Witches, welcome back to another episode of the Still Rooms Grimoire. I'm your host, April Equilin. How are we all doing? Let's check in. So today is the last day of Scorpio season, and you know I'm a Scorpio, so I tend to love this season. Although it's been a little bit of a doozy this time around. Not anything too horrible, but I've definitely been feeling it. And I know I've seen like in a lot of the like groups I'm in and just people that I'm friends with, like on socials, they've been, you know, mentioning how they have like this, like Scorpio season has just been like hell for them. And there's a lot going on. So I can definitely feel it, especially with like these eclipses that we've had and stuff. The energy just seems a little off. And, you know, don't forget, we're going into that darker part of the year, the time to, you know, reflect and rest and kind of like hibernate. You know, so that might be affecting our energy as well. So, you know, check in with yourself, see what's going on, see maybe what you need to step back from, what you need to pause on. You know, this is a busy time of year to begin with. You know, we have holidays and such. So take that time to try to disconnect for a little bit, even if it's just, you know, running down to Starbucks or your favorite coffee place and, you know, grabbing a coffee or whatever, your beverage of choice, and just relaxing for a little bit. Try to make sure that you do that. So this week is, I wanted to try something a little bit different, something new. So you all know that I absolutely love tarot. I love my tarot cards. I have my favorite decks. And, you know, at the end of every show, I always have a tarot card for the week. For the shop, I pull and for the Awaken the Witch group that we have on Facebook, I pull a tarot card of the day, every day. So I figured I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into the tarot and work on a series of breaking down the majors of the tarot deck. So that's what we're going to start with today. We're going to start breaking down the majors just one by one. And it's not going to be like, I'm not going to be posting every week like a new major. I'm going to be throwing them in, you know, here and there. So it may be in, you know, in order week by week. There may be other stuff in between. I know I have a bunch of things kind of in the background planned for what I want to do for some upcoming shows. Especially since I'm going to be traveling here soon. I'm going to be doing a show about, some places that we're going when we go away after Thanksgiving. But I wanted to start kind of breaking down these, you know, these majors in the tarot deck to kind of just understand them a little bit more and maybe see how, you know, those archetypes fit into our lives, because they all do. I mean, they're archetypes that we all have. Sometimes we have more of a certain one than others, but it's part of our journey, and it is part of getting to know ourselves and progressing on our path. So let's go ahead and get started with that. So of course, the first card in the majors is the Fool. So this is card zero. And a lot of people are like, well, you know, what's going on with the numbering? Why are we starting at zero? You know, zero is just, it's there. It is It's kind of like some people say, like when I've read through some different books, that the zero is like the shape of an egg. What comes out of eggs? New life. So that can be a reason why it also, isn't attached to anything. When I was in the when I was in the birth world, when I was working for the hospital, a big thing that I kept saying to people when it came to their due dates was, don't be attached to that number. There it's called an estimated due date for a reason, because it's not exact. And, it kind of makes sense with this fool card being at zero, is that there's no attachment. There's a freedom there. And, it gives us the opportunity to do something brand new. So let's kind of break this card down a bit. And depending on, which deck that you're using, how it's portrayed. I mean, like you heard me mention in the past, all sorts of different tarot decks, all the artwork and everything can be completely different. We have some tarot decks that are themed. We have some that are, really pulled from like the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. We have ones that are more like geometric. We have ones that you look at them and you're like, I can't even tell you where, what kind of style this is. So there's so many out there. And with the Fool card, go and get your favorite deck. Go and take your favorite deck and pull out the Fool card. Have it in front of you. Look at it. What do you get from it? What pops into your head? The fool is, keywords that kind of go around the fool card is freedom, taking a risk, taking a leap, not knowing what the outcome is going to be, but basically just saying, fuck it, I'm gonna go and I'm just gonna go do the thing, whatever that thing is, and not being afraid of not knowing if you're gonna succeed or not knowing if it's gonna work out. It's basically, taking that risk, taking that leap. So when you look at the card, and especially if you're looking at it from, the typical like Rider-Waite-Smith deck, it looks like somebody who is about to jump off a very high cliff, and they're carrying like a little hobo type bag, like a little sack on the end of a stick, and they're holding a flower, and there's usually a dog near them, and you're like, okay, why does this person look like they're about to jump off this cliff? Well, because they are. They're getting ready for this new beginning. And the question here is, what's going on? What limits have I set on myself? And when am I going to be ready to take that leap? So a lot of people, say that the fool is the beginning of the journey. And, it definitely can be. I like to think of the fool card, and I like to associate the fool card with the new moon. So we have a new moon coming up this week, and new moons are great for new beginnings, for planting seeds, for starting a new journey, starting a new idea. And why not add the fool to it? Why not add that aspect of it? And you kind of have to go back to when you're looking at this card and you're like, okay, the person is about to take a leap. They're about to jump. Well, what's going to happen? Is the wind going to, catch them and help them soar and help them move to where they want to go? Are they going to plummet to the ground? What's going to happen? And that's kind of like up to you. When you're starting a new journey, you're starting a new idea, you're starting a new, a new thing. It's not just like, okay, I'm gonna choose to do it and I'm gonna jump, but then I'm not gonna do anything. It's still, you still have to put in, you still have to put in the work. So this kind of carefree attitude, can also, it doesn't have to be anything like outrageously major, like completely quitting your job and, starting up your own business. I, did that not too long ago. but, it can also just be a new creative idea that you're just really, really happy about and carefree about, and you're ready to figure out how to make it work. And, when we dive into things, there's so many things just in this card. And like I said, depending on the artwork of your card, how you can interpret it. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we get back, we're gonna dive into the Fool just a little bit more. So hold tight. So when Body Art Forms came about in 2001, it wasn't just a company. It was a chance for two sisters to do something they love and to do it in a way that made them proud of what they do. And from the beginning, Body Art Forms has been driven by three major factors. So they strive to give the best customer service in the industry, and it definitely shows because they have all of these amazing five-star reviews. They believe in careers, and that is why all of their employees earn a living wage, and they give to charity. So they donate 20% of all of their profits to charitable causes. And if you want to check out, who they give to, you can definitely do so. Just go to their website and check out the top of their FAQ page. And this small business has been serving the pierced and modified community, like I said, since 2001. I absolutely love their pieces. I know we're getting ready to get out of Scorpio season, but don't even think for a minute that those big Scorpio hoops that I have are going to be going away. Yeah, I love that energy. And, I also like to kind of get that little subdued energy with some of the jewelry pieces I have as well. My moon phase earrings, I love them. Everybody goes through phases, so it's a perfect time to wear those too. So at Body Art Forms can be found on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest. And you can check out their diverse selection of products at bodyartforms.com. That's BODYARTFORMS.com. And don't forget to enter the coupon code STILLROOM at your checkout for 15% off of your purchase. The Fool. Now, depending on what, deck you're using and so on, sometimes the Fool can be called, different things. Sometimes it can be called like a seeker. Sometimes it can be called, I want to say, I've even like seen it in a deck that it can be the Joker, It just kind of depends on the deck and what the theming is. Some people use different characters, so they'll use like the name of the character instead of the actual name of the card. But with the Fool, this is where we kind of have to ask ourselves, where are we going? This is a new journey. The Fool is supposed to be a new journey. So if you think about it, like, okay, this is where my journey is going to begin. And we don't know, like I said, what exactly is going to come. We don't know what's on the other side of the hill. We don't know what's on the other side of that cliff. We don't know what happens when we take that leap. We just have to trust in it. And with the Fool's Journey, it's like a story, you know, and it allows us to have that mentality of freedom. And you know, sometimes people may think that with the Fool that maybe you're being naive or you're being reckless, but there's nothing wrong with taking that leap, with taking that chance. You know, we're never gonna know what we can do if we don't do it. So, you know, I had mentioned that, you know, I had my fool moment, and it's not just like we only get one. I mean, there's several, but I had my fool moment, actually, like said a few times back in 2020 when I decided I was gonna open up a brick and mortar for the shop. I went through and I did readings and other divination work, and you know, the fool came up, basically going, okay, you know, take the risk, take the chance. And I did. I didn't know how it was going to be re received. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I did it. And then, you know, it came up again when I was ready to leave my muggle job, a job that was secure and I knew I was always going to get, you know, a paycheck from, should, you know, the shop not, you know, do well or whatnot. And I just decided, you know what? I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know what's on the other side. I don't know what's going to happen when I step off this cliff, but I'm never going to be able to know or to allow myself to grow in the way that I want to grow if I stay where I'm at. So I decided to take the leap. And with the fool, you know, there's so many things that we can ask ourselves. And there's so many things that we can really dive into when we're looking at the card. You know, you can go into what's in the bag. What's in the bag that the fool carries? Is it past experiences? Is it stuff that might be needed later, you know, later on? Is it memories? And, you know, but one thing you have to look at too is that the bag isn't weighing him down. It's not like, you know, he's holding on to this like big, you know, piece of luggage. It's just this little sack on the end of a stick that he's holding with one hand. And, you know, we have to look and, you know, see what, you know, what's in there? What can we use? Is it something that we can go to, you know, kind of like a Mary Poppins bag where we can just reach into it when we need something, when we need some help? You know, it could be something, you know, it could be something like that too. And we just have to keep looking at the objects that are in the card, the symbolism that is in the card. And with this, you know, there's a little bit of spontaneity, you know, here. And with the fool, we have to, you know, act spontaneously and not have that doubt or fear, and really don't give a shit of what other people think. You know, you're gonna have those people who, especially if you share your ideas or the things that you want to do, you're gonna have those people that are like, oh, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that. Or are you really sure? That's a pretty big risk. But you know what? This is where you have to be. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what their opinions are. This is what I want to do. And I'm going to do it. And we're not going to worry about what happens next. And we're not going to worry about the what ifs. We're just going to take the leap. We're going to be spontaneous and we're going to see where it goes. You know, when we follow our dreams, when we follow our heart, you know, sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't, but we learn from them. You know, the more things we can add into that little bag, you know, life's lessons. And sometimes we learn a lesson and we rework it and we take another risk. There's nothing wrong with that. So looking at the Fool card and looking at this, you know, this meaning behind it, you know, this freedom, this spontaneity, this going with your gut, acting on your instinct. If you're feeling a pull towards something, if you're feeling like this needs to happen, then do it. There's, you know, I'm a planner. I mean, I can say I'm a planner with certain things, but there's some things where I'm just like, you know what? Screw this. I'm gonna wing it. We're just gonna go for it. And that's the Fool card. This is where we're just going to act on our instinct and what feels right to us rather than, you know, sit down and map it out and put all these plans into it and give it like this great amount of thought. This is where we have to think, you know, okay, all things are possible. Anything is possible. And if we take the chance and we decide to take the leap on this new idea, on this new endeavor, this new creativity, this new relationship, whatever this new relationship could be, it could be romantic, it could be with a business, it could, you know, could be anything, any kind of union. We need to go ahead and do that. We need to take the leap. So I would recommend, you know, like I've mentioned in the past, when especially when you're trying to like learn tarot, is keep a journal and learn your own cards, break them down and write notes about them and take a look at the Fool. You know, put it out, set it down next to you and look at it. Where do your eyes go? What pops out at you? What colors pop out at you? What about the action of the Fool pops out at you? Because remember, like I said, not all Fool cards look the same. You know, none of the tarot decks, you know, look exactly the same because it's all about the interpretation of the artist. I have ones that don't even have a person on them. They have objects. So you really want to look in there and then check out and maybe think about and write down a couple of things. So I really like the book. It's by Rachel Pollack. It's called The New Tarot Handbook. And I love all different, you know, tarot books that explain the cards and everything. And I like how the layout of this book is, and this is a book that we carry in the shop. And in it talks about doing, you know, a reading for, you know, for the Fool card. And it gives some questions. So in this book, it says, how have I been a fool in my life? How has it helped me? How has it hurt me? Because remember, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to learn life's lessons. We have to learn from things that maybe didn't quite work out. So that question right there, you know, how has it hurt me? Where in my life do I need to be more foolish? Not necessarily reckless, but, you know, where do I need to be more like the fool? You know, taking that leap, acting on my instinct, and so on. Where will the fool not serve me? You know, you have to think about it like that. And then what gifts does the Fool bring me? These are all great questions to ask and to journal about and keep track of. And, you know, see where it leads you. And if you want to take out your fool card and just have that around all day when you look at it, or if you're trying to determine whether or not you should take this leap or not, then go for it, do it. But look at it, understand it, understand what it means when you get it in a reading. If you're doing, a bunch of different cards, see where it falls in the reading, see how it pertains to your question. But looking at it in different ways, if you have a couple of different decks, I recommend you pull the card out from each one of them. See how they're different. See how they're same. Look at the books or the little pamphlets that come along with your decks and see what the interpretations say. Sometimes there's stories involved. So just look at it from all possible different, different ways, different points of view, and then see how it fits. See how it fits into your life. See how the fool fits in your journey. And go from there. So this week, since we are breaking down the tarot cards of the majors, I decided we're not gonna pull a card of the week. We're just gonna let this be our card for this week since we're talking about it. So I want you a little bit of homework here. Pull your fool card out. Look at it. Look and see where you can implement this energy into your day, into your week, and go from there and really reflect on it. And see where the fool's journey is going to take you. It can be surprising. You never know. So hopefully you can get a better understanding of the fool and its energy and the message that it is trying to tell you. So there you go. Thank you so much for joining me this week. This has been a production of The Still Room, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. Don't forget to check out our Awaken the Witch Facebook group. We are actually over 1,000 members now. I am so excited. I love the fact that we are growing and we continue to grow. It's a great little space. Like I said, I post a tarot card of the day in there every day. And it's a great place to just, share memes and share information, ask questions, and so on. And don't forget, I would love to do a question and answer segment episode for the show. So if you have any questions that you want answers, just feel free to message the show on any of our socials, either on Facebook or Instagram. If you want to remain anonymous and you don't want to get a little shout out that you put a question in, definitely let me know and I can definitely make sure that that happens. But I wanna answer your questions. What is it that you wanna know or that you've always wanted to know? And it can be questions about the craft. It can be questions directly, towards me, and what I do. But yeah, I wanna have a little Q&A. So we will be discussing more of the majors as time goes by. Like I said, I have a couple of ideas of shows that I want to do over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be traveling soon, going up to New Jersey again in New York, and I'm doing a little pit stop in Salem. So you never know what might come out of there. So join us next week, and we'll see what we get. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Take care, witches. Blessed be.